listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with what's making news around the border. At long last, the fire danger period is coming to an end across the northeast today. With conditions easing around the region, the CFA has decided now is the time to ease restrictions. Trevor Ebbles from the CFA says property owners will be able to start burning off, though they'll still need to register them.
Any escapes from burn-offs or anything they're still liable for? It's just under different types of legislation, so it's important that they understand that they are still responsible and will be held to account if their fires actually burn more than what's intended.
St Matthew's Church in Albury has paid tribute to the victims of Saturday's horrific events at Bondi Junction in Sydney. Yesterday morning's congregation gathered to acknowledge the tragedy and lit 7 candles for those who died. Remember, if you need support following the events of the weekend, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Friday morning's major house fire in West Wodonga may have been sparked by charging batteries. That's according to the owner. Brian Waldron's told the Border Mail he's guessing it seems to have broken out near a charging station for his cordless drill. Making other news, the Victorian state government's announced new grants aimed at backing local jobs and musicians. And while kids over the border might just be starting their school holidays, for those in Victoria, it's back to the classroom over the next couple of days. Checking sport, and let's take a look at the weekend's Ovens and Murray action now. Firstly to the footy, where the Magpies sit 0-3, three rounds in, after going down by 8 points to Wodonga. Not what the Premiership hopefuls were thinking would be their start to the year. Elsewhere, Lavington also shook off Albury to win by 21, and North Albury sits second on the ladder after their third straight win. As for the netball, the Roos are at the top of the standings, besting the Hoppers by 9 goals. And looking over to the Tlangata and District League, a major blowout over the weekend with Mitte United downing Wigunya by 193.